love's warm embrace. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. The Apostle Paul is writing to us as a man that has tried his best to keep the law. He knows what it's like to be a quote-unquote law-abiding citizen. He's plainly saying to us that it's a rare thing for a man whom you know to give up his life for you, never mind a man who you don't know. Yet the scripture is saying to us that that is exactly what Jesus did for us on that cross. He died in our place, even though we didn't know him. Can you think of anyone else that would have done that for you with no strings attached? Didn't think so. Because being a sinner meant that we were enemies of God, and yet he pardoned us. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. Wow, man, I never even saw it like this. It's like he said, even though I have the power to kill my enemy, I will waive my right and choose to embrace him instead. That's crazy. Only God can love like that. Dear Lord, help me to remember how undeserving I am of your love. Not only that, but remind me that if you had judged me while I was yet in my sin, you would have been justified. However, Lord, you chose to love me instead. I pray that you would encourage someone today to know the power of love and the power of its warm embrace. To the person listening, I ask, have you ever had a horrible day and someone walked up to you and embraced you? You're probably thinking, yeah, people hug me all the time, but that's not what I asked. I'm not talking about a casual hug. I'm talking about a hug with purpose. And that person held on to you with such passion that when you finally exhaled, you released all the pressure that you were feeling. I challenge you today to embrace somebody that is in your path. I pray that as you embrace that individual, you'll feel the power of God, and the power of love will move in that moment and break the spirit of depression, suicide, and low self-esteem. I pray that every guilt and degradation and every stronghold that they feel would be broken off of their life in that moment. I pray that that embrace will send them a message that they are worth something. Because see, they need to know that they are worth everything from the birth of Jesus even to his betrayal. They are worth his sweat becoming as drops of blood. They are worth his crucifixion, and for sure they are worth him dying for. If you think they don't deserve all that, I say to you that who can argue with you? You are absolutely right. But neither do you, and neither do I. And yet Christ died for us anyway. So the next time you see someone sinning, think about what one embrace could do for that sin-sick soul. Here's a piece I call love's warm embrace. Do you understand the power of embrace? Do you understand that love is in no race? They say love is patient and love is kind. That means love always keeps you and always keeps me at the forefront of his mind. He doesn't see differences but sees similarities. Not the kind of love that says, will you marry me? But the kind of love that says, will you care for me, even though others may not want to bear with me? His warm embrace will stay right there with me. Keeps vision in place at times I could barely see. Love's at close range. Myself, I can dare to be. Doesn't force me to change. He knows I'm too dear to me. Some things had to be. It's such a tragedy. No fights at all, yet they seem so mad at me. It's so sad to see how they blacklist me. And now I'm asking, how long will this blacklist be? It's unmasking. The owners of the blacklist see. The bill's passing. One day I'll be blacklist free. Till then, just know I'm just glad to be everything I had to be and don't care who's mad at me. Because when love embraces, he squeezes with charity. Love is not like hate. There's no similarity. Always changing the fate of men universally, whether high school dropout or grad university. Love has no limits. If you had a few storms in place and things tried to form its place, then I'd like to form a case. It's strange, this form of grace. But in spite of how rare and strange this form of case, no matter your form or race, you'll feel love's warm embrace. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.